speech at Yale University, followed by her interview with Melinda Tuhus discussing the feminist movement and Islam. Wings thanks Melinda Tuhus for the audio in this program. Also thanks to your local community radio station. Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, author of Forgiving, A Feminist Criticism of Exchange. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. You can hear Wings programs again at www.wings.org. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting live on FM stereo.
It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas.
Hey, Nimrod.
They're putting decorations up already, man. It's so cool. I can't wait to go shopping. I can't wait to hear the jingles. I can't wait to hear the carols. I can't get into the library here. I really wanted to play, you know, like
No, something. It's 2 months away. You can't do that now.
Why can't we jump the gun? Everybody, I mean, if the merchants are doing it, man, you know, have you read all the emails?
No.
Saying, play some Christmas music, you know? It's probably from some of the theological students here on campus.
Yeah.
They've done that,
well,
you know.
I'm sorry, but they want us to do a pre-Halloween show tonight.
They want us to, who is they?
I don't know. The memo from the top brass in Toronto said, play pre-Halloween.
Get everybody excited about Halloween?
Yeah.
It's just not that commercial enough. I mean, there's not much you can do about it. It's just... You know, although it is a favorite time of year, and the sun is out right now.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I just went down and looked out the window. I just looked out the window, and it's gone again.
Oh, shit,
and
man.
The wind's blowing.
Oh, you would blow. Oh. Anyway, this is Radio Radio. My name is Nimrod, and my co-host here.
That's
yeah.
me, Laughing Jolly.
Yeah, it's Jolly John. And laughing for no good reason, just because it feels good.
Yeah. Hit it.
There's no one watching. You don't have to do those chores.
Is that the name of the song, Chores?
Oh, you're right.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
Animal Collective. I hate doing chores. Garbage takeout, cleaning, cooking.
Yeah.
Doing laundry. Laundry is actually
therapeutic.
Therapeutic?
Yeah.
How so?
I don't know. I find it therapeutic doing laundry. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it the washing part or the drying part that you find therapeutic?
It's the part when I get to fold them at the end. And
they're
all soft and fresh.
Sniff them. And do you use bleach?
Oh, well, the sheets, you know, they need a bit of bleach.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yes.
Chores. Well, that's from Strawberry Jam, which is the name of Animal Collective's latest CD. And it's a strange one, but we wouldn't have it any other way. Welcome to Radio at CITR. And we will be giving away, you know, people often come up on the street and say, hey, Nardwar. No, Nimrod. How is it you guys don't give away very much stuff? And well, it's not true. We have been. We've been having a drive for some time. And we'd like to thank everybody who made a pledge for CITR.
That's right.
Specifically for this show, I think we made, this show alone, made $9.56.
Ooh, that's more than last time. You realize that.
So we're gaining an audience slowly.
Yes, it takes a while.
Incrementally, you know, gaining an audience. I figure by the next, you know, into the next decade. The next decade, we'll probably be okay. We'll probably be number one. Anyway.
It's going to take that long, Nimrod. I don't know if I can stand it that long. You know, we have to pay the yearly fund, and then we have to pay the parking, and then we have to walk here, and sometimes we have to take the bus, and we have to deal with those driving fools on the road. And
Have you been on the UBC buses lately? Like the sardine cans? Not unexpected.
No.
But but they have, you know, and it's getting a little crazy out there. And you have to show, you know, I didn't realize this, but you do. Because I would always go on the bus after being out here and show my pass.
Right.
But apparently, if you have a UBC pass or a pass... excuse me.
Still a little cold there.
You don't have to do that. But... So you just get on the bus. That's why I wondered why everybody just piles on.
Yeah, they go in the back doors and everything.
And I found out that, you know, most people are pretty cool about it. They have their passes on them because they will stop at arbitrarily at a particular bus stop where you'll have four burly transit police officers who demand to see your pass. And a proof of pass or $175 ticket. You know about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're also carrying tasers.
Uh-huh.
So, I'd be a little, you know, if you're thinking about just sneaking on, TransLink says, just you try it, sucker. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. Last time check. Last time we looked. Pre-Halloween show, a lot of UBC haunts, and a lot of people in costume walking around campus.
They are.
Many of them dress as students, but, you know.
And you and I will follow.
The witching hour. It is the hour when dogs howl and evil is let loose on a sleeping world. Want to hear about it? Then turn out your lights.
Well, a pox on all slum landlords in the east side of Vancouver.
Oh, that's interesting, because this program here, which is entitled Radio, is brought to you with a grant, courtesy of the Sahota family up in Shaughnessy.
Oh, the mansions, the Sahota mansions. Yes.
Right, the Sahota mansions, and of course revenue gained from the Cobalt Hotel, and you've been reading about that, you know, getting them ready for the Olympic Eclipse 2010, and
boy,
I don't. It's interesting. I mean, they're going to build shelters. You know, the BC government has said we're going to put a lot of money into shelters and that. Yeah, I know, but it's about affordable housing. We'll get into that later on because I've got a note from somebody from the UN that wanted me to pass along. But later for that,
good.
We will also be giving away tickets to the Russian futurists who are here tomorrow night, playing in the very beautiful Pit Pub.
Ooh.
And I think that we will do that in the next half hour or so.
Good.
But we'll keep you posted. Don't go away. Whatever. And
that was Caribou, by the way, doing After Hours from their latest called Andorra.
Caribou.
Yeah, right.
Carasu, Japanese pop rock with Kid Wasabi Alex at 7:30 tonight. Story from Japan I want to ask him about a teacher who threw a chair at his students and is notorious for his use of corporal punishment, was named Super Teacher by the Nagoya Board of Education, has won the award 3 years in a row. There might be something in that. You know, like all it would take maybe is, if you catch on here, you know, a dozing student in biology, maybe the prof could throw a chair at him or something like that. Sometimes you'd have to take erratic measures to get something done to wake people up, you know.
That's true.
Not a bad idea, but
yeah.
That will be addressed by Alex at 7:30 tonight. And
Too Tall Tanner here with Junior Nimrod, son of legendary, semi-legendary J.B. Shane, broadcaster from the past that I used to work with at various radio stations we won't mention now.
No, and you survived. Many did not.
Yes,
many
right.
did not, including, I think, what's his name, Latrimou, is getting
a star in the Walk of...
He's got that. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The BC, the Hall of Fame. Broadcaster's Hall of Fame.
Oh, where's that?
Right, I don't know.
It's in Red Robinson's basement.
Possibly. I know my dad wanted to, you know, is writing letters to get himself inducted into that.
Well, more people know about you and your dad than Latrimou, don't they?
I don't know. You'd have to. I'm not sure about that. I mean, that's
ask Ben Wong. He knows.
I'm sure that Pops would really feel gratified having heard what you said, but, you know, I mean, you got to figure Fred and Kathy, I mean, they own the world, right? I mean, and you know, I mean, it's all about who knows Red, and Fred knows Red.
That's true.
You know Fred, too, Red and Fred.
Nah, won't get me in the hall, though.
No. I want the old world, man. I don't like this new world.
Well, the old world may be dead. Our parents can't understand. But I still have parents. And I still love the old world. Oh, I had a New York girlfriend. And she couldn't understand how I could still have parents and still love the old world. So I told her, I wanna keep my place in the old world, and keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents and I still love the old world. Alright. I say old world. I say old world. I say. Well, I see the 50s apartment house, bleak in the morning sun, but I still love the 50s, and I still love the old world. I wanna keep my place in the old world, I keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents, and I still love the old world. All right. Apartment house, it's bleak in the 1970s sun, but I still love the 50s and I still love the old world. I want to keep my place in this old world, keep my place in the arcane knowledge, and still love the 50s and still love the old world. All right, now we say bye-bye, old world. Gotta help the new world. Oh, bye-bye.
World's oldest teenager, Jonathan Richman at CITR.
Whoa.
After his bar mitzvah little, Jonathan decided it was rock and roll. Classic album, 1976, Modern Lovers, that track, as were several others, including Pablo Picasso, Never Got Called an Asshole, a track produced by John Cale. Cale was really busy doing a lot of production, including his own stuff at that time, working with Stooges, Patti Smith, and others that nobody's ever heard about.
And Nimrod, Jerry Harrison, who that was before he joined up with Blondie, was playing with him.
No, you made a mistake. Jerry Harrison was Talking Heads.
Right.
What were you thinking, man?
I wasn't.
Hey, dude, come on.
I wasn't thinking. I can't think when I do this show. I got too many other things to concentrate on.
Like what? Name
just
one
trying
thing.
Trying to get the next record, trying to get the podcast started.
Oh, are we podcasting?
Well, I think so. We'll see. We'll check later when we get home.
Out that you're not podcasting and you're going to get a memo from Lydia.
Oh, God.
And another memo from Lydia.
What can you do, eh?
The show is called Radio Radio. If you've just joined us, we are here. My name's Nimrod, and that's Long John Tanner over there, the big guy, the guy that has so many years of experience in the broadcasting business, and yet, for all of that, just remains completely down to earth, whereas most people who have spent years in the broadcast business, from my observation, watching them as I was growing up with Dad, and, you know, they're all really messed up real bad. You know, they're all in rest homes and you know, except for Fred, who's now in the Hall of Fame.
That's right, yes.
And then there's Auntie Pammy, who should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Anyway.
What can you do, eh? And then there's, I wonder how Bumpo is doing down there. I hope you're okay, Bumpo, down there. South California fires are in the news.
Bumpo's in the Oakland area. They're okay up there. It's Barbara Streisand's house that's going up right now.
Okay.
And, you know, if anybody wants to give something to help out, you know, we could do another drive. I mean, after all,
as long as Euclid Avenue is safe, that's all we care about.
Euclid Avenue will always be safe.
Oh, good.
It is under guard 24 hours a day.
As you can probably tell, this is our pre-Halloween show at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building.
And if you take a look at the clock tower, not today, but come Halloween, the same thing always happens. The clock starts to turn back. Ooh. And we're not talking about standard time, which is coming up next weekend, but we're talking about the ghost that haunts, and this is true, from those who know people that delve into such things will tell you that there is the ghost of an old soldier who used to go to UBC back when. Ooh. And around the time of year, the end of October, he turns the clock around so it's going counterwise.
Counterclockwise?
Right.
Oh, well, I can hear it chiming now, and
it's the old soldier.
Oh, no.
I'm dead, but I'm here.
Present inside my present inside.
Leslie Feist. Ah, what a feisty singer she is. And something for you from her latest
very, very
CD.
Cool play on words, Long John.
Yeah, from the reminder. I'm trying to read it. I can't get the reminder by Feist.
Take off your glasses, man.
Past and present, that's called.
Okay,
we're trying our best here. We got Michael Strainick, our UFO expert, coming in here.
Did you say we're trying our best? Well, sometimes they say that your best is not good enough,
yeah,
you know.
It probably isn't tonight, no.
Some do-gooder merchant on Davy Street is urging locals, I don't know if you've seen this, to hug the homeless. Quoting Louis Atkinoff, says, don't give them money, food, or clothing. What they really want is just a hug. Show you care for those left behind by a society, a government that just doesn't give a shit, or so it seems. BC government does, however, kind of care about them. They are putting out some money, you may have heard, for more shelters to be made available by 2010. The better to hide the downtrodden, the walking wounded from the hordes of rich partygoers coming at that time of year. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah, so when's Sam going to do something about the slum?
Last week, everybody's got this thing.
We don't have cough switches around here.
No, we don't have cough switches, so you get what you get.
Yeah.
Just back away when you hear it coming.
Okay,
I will.
I'm back.
Last week we played some Scott Walker, courtesy of Moe's copy of Scott 4, and this was due to our enthusiasm over a movie that we saw at the film festival, documentary that will not play a regular run because, I mean, who knows Scott Walker, but everybody should. So, it will be out on DVD, we hope. By Christmas time, the perfect Christmas gift. Scott Walker, 30th Century Man. And so going back into Dad's collection, and he said, oh, yeah, man, Scott Walker. And he doesn't have them all. And you can't, if you go around to any, just about any record store, CD store in the city, you will be hard pressed to find a Scott Walker of any kind, except maybe the latest one, which would be Drift, and then the one before that, Tilt, the strange ones. But there was a transition from the Walker brothers into Scott Walker's solo career. And then after Scott 1, 2, 3, and 4, then he got really interesting, took a break, and there was some imbibing. But he made an album that turned a lot of people on their heads, and it was sort of the transition into the stranger things that were to come from the 30th Century Man, Scott Walker. So here's a track from, I don't even know if you can find it, but I got a copy. Dad's got a copy, and I'm supposed to give it to Luke, but he's not here today. The album is called Climate of Hunter, and I think it is still available, but you have to find it. And with that documentary, it seems that every Scott Walker is taken. But look around, it's worth it.
Shadow, it's never night when I die. that desert clouds under and solar lights. Sleepers wait there with wounds in their sides.
Scott Walker, and that is, of course, from Climate of Hunter, and that is just called track three. It's not like he couldn't come up with a title, but why not?
Yeah, I noticed that because he's got other cuts in there called track five, tracks tricks, track six, and track seven, so my tongue is not working too well. So obviously he couldn't think of names for the song, so he just called them whatever the track number
was. I wouldn't assume that, Long John. It's just something that I thought he would do.
Just something he would do.
But maybe that's the case. Maybe, you know, sort of I got something really interesting here, but I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
Well, what track is it? Track three. Okay, for the boys and girls out there, this is for the kids. We don't do this very often, but because it's a pre-Halloween show, we wanted to do something for the children. And because we know that they're going to sleep pretty soon, you know, they've played their video games.
Nighty-night.
And they've watched Monday Night Raw. And so they're getting ready for Betty Bites. Put on the pajamas. Get yourself tucked in. And courtesy of Long John Tanner and Nimrod here and CITR 101.9 on your FM dial emanating from the University of British Columbia.
Ooh.
This is for the kids. A little story.
And if Happy Pappy's listening, speaking of tucks.
There was a girl who talked to geese. She understood them and they her. One day she looked into a crystal stream and saw in its bed a diamond. She picked it up and placed it in her hair. She did so. As she did so, she turned into a geese.
Don't the stars look good tonight? Thought electric Alice in the pale moonlight. Don't the moon look big and bright? Thought electric Alice in the pale moonlight.
think I hear a baby cry. Thought electric Alice as she passed by. Makes me feel like I'm a little child again. Saw electric Alice in the silver rain.
CITR's Radio Radio.
Well, it wouldn't be pre-Halloween Radio Radio without a little Saint Nick and the not-so-saintly Nick from Grinder Man. Now, just apologies to the boys and girls out there listening. The full story, there was a bit of a mix-up with the machines. It happens. So not to worry. If you can get Mom and Dad to let you stay up past 7 o'clock, and we know you can, because we know that you do, then before 7:30, before Kara Sue, we'll get that story back on again in its entirety, because it has a very, very beautiful and very prophetic ending that you have to hear. And now, speaking of prophecy, not that he prophesizes, but he has his eyes on something out there. Something, well, more than just something, right, Michael?
Oh, absolutely.
Welcome back, our ufologist, Michael Strainick.
Good evening, Nimrod. Good evening, John. We've got a lot, so I'm going to have to get right to it.
Okay.
First of all, suddenly dozens of people are reporting unmarked helicopters flying around O'Hare Airport, where we had that major sighting. A lot of cities that have military bases are reporting UFOs, but mostly it's alien or humanoid week. We got a flying man in Romania. There was a close-up multi-witness sighting on the Quantico military base in the U.S., but mostly we've got this one. Nimrod, you may want to sit down or hang on to something. This is a scary one, perfect for Halloween, and this comes to us from Cape Fear River, North Carolina.
Be gentle.
Yes, I'll try. Now, if you look at a map of, well, the whole world, but North America, you'll find a lot of places like Cape Fear, Kill Devil Hills, things like that. And if you study the area, usually you find out that these were named after paranormal and odd things that have gone back sometimes centuries. Now, this is three middle-aged sportsmen, not inclined to scream a lot, but they did during this. Okay. My 17-year-old son and three friends in our 50s were fishing in the river all afternoon. As it got dark, the son went into the woods to spot deer feeding. I took a walk and heard lots of scurrying in the woods on both sides. I came to an open field and saw large balls of orange light coming toward me, which then hovered over the trees. I'm a commercial pilot and knew these were not natural. I watched for nearly 15 minutes and then returned to the river. I was shaken, and I had asked my friends if they had seen my son, and I told them that I had just seen three UFOs. Panicked, I took off into the woods looking for my son and met him, totally shaken. And he said, "Dad, I'm scared. I've been hiding from aliens in the woods." I told him I had just seen three UFOs, and my son told our friends what he had seen. All three said that they had seen the same as my son while I was gone. Suddenly, one friend said, "Look up." there are about 7 UFOs in different parts of the sky flying very fast and then converged into a group. Then 3 in formation flew right over our heads and landed just on the other side of the river. They all had 3 blinding white lights about 300 feet in diameter each, and they all landed or went out of sight into the forest. We were all scared, screaming, "Let's go home!" We jumped in the truck and sped down the muddy road. When we reached the field, we saw a brilliant white egg-shaped object with a tail and with long spikes all around the middle. I slammed on the brakes. The front section was hovering 20 feet above the main road just ahead of us, with the spiked part making slow revolutions. We were frozen just looking at this thing straight in front of us. Its lights were brilliant. Then the object rose up, flew down the road, and shot off over the trees and out of sight. All 5 of us were terrified and raced to the closest friend's house. His wife came out, and we were all looking at the strange lights over the trees. Finally, we got home and settled down. Around 2 a.m., there was a noise like a prop jet, and then all the dogs in the kennel were roaring, and my retriever was going crazy, hair standing up on her back and barking towards the kennel. We opened the door, and the retriever took off into the woods. We took off after her, and she ran just behind the kennel, barking at something in the bushes. I ran down the road to cut off whatever she had been chasing. I stopped dead when I saw this 4-foot alien creature person staring at me, with a clear glass covering around it and with a faint glow of red and black. It's kind of hard to imagine a black glow. I could not see the face, but rather what looked like a red pair of goggles and a black or dark covering the lower part of its face like a mask. The body appeared to glow. It then disappeared just as my son and the dog arrived. My son said, "That's who I saw earlier. You see, I'm not crazy." My son and the other 3 men all saw the same thing and have their own accounts.
Where was this again, Michael? What part of the U.S.?
Cape Fear River, North Carolina.
Aptly named.
I'm going there. I want to see that.
I would have lost it completely.
I don't know. Have you ever been out to UBC lately?
Not lately.
Come on out here and take a look around. There's some pretty strange sightings out this way.
Well, it sounds like there's a bit of a UFO flap on around the world. And thank you, Michael Strainick, our UFO expert, for that report on this edition of Radio Radio.
My pleasure, as always.
Okay, talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Happy Halloween.
Through the tail and those golden hills ahead.
New Pornos, they played here already, and did you see a review anywhere?
I have not seen a review for the New Pornographers anywhere as yet, Nimrod, but that's a track from their latest CD called Challengers, and that was entitled Failsafe.
Why does the Georgia Strait have to spend so much print on reviewing Sum 41, and yet, you know, I know it's maybe demographics, those fucking demographics, but, you know, come on. What's his name? McLeod. You can do better than that. I mean, no reviews for things like...
Ooh.
Oh.
It's our pre-Halloween show. We're just 3 days away from full moon, and this will be the largest full moon of 2007.
What day will that be, Long
3 days from now.
Which will be...
Thursday. And the weather is supposed to be clear by then, too.
Oh, aren't you the scary one?
Yes, and they're doing a movie, a remake of Dark Shadows, the TV show.
I don't remember that one. Who was in that?
That's the theme play. Oh, you know Barnaby? Oh, you don't remember Dark Shadows? It was on in the afternoon.
I was too young, and you know, Dad didn't want me to watch scary stuff and that.
Okay.
You know, he just wanted me to watch, you know, like really, you know, Tarkovsky films and really interesting things, you know, that I would become educated in the art forms at a young age. And he would lock me in the room and, you know, with the television on, and he said, "This movie is by a guy named Tarkovsky. It's called The Sacrifice." Yeah, I was only like about 7 or 8, you know.
He used to make you do that?
Yeah, but he also... I'll tell you some real child horror stories in the next half hour. But
I know your dad was weird, but I didn't know he was that weird.
Oh, you don't know him at all, man. You don't know. It's coming up to near 7 o'clock on Radio. We will be giving away those tickets to the Russian Futurists. In the meantime, new album is a new CD. Album. CD by the Super Furry Animals. And this track is entitled, are we ready?
Yes.
This track is entitled Suckers.
Suckers in the country, suckers in the city, suckers up and out to space. Suckers to the north and suckers to the south and suckers to the east and west. Tell me you're a phoenix rising far above all those suckers in the mainstream, suckers in the slipstream, suckers in the underground, suckers on the benches, suckers in the trenches, suckers in the lust I'm found. Tell me you're a phoenix rising far above.
super furry animals from CD called, new one called Hey Venus. Long John, who remembers, and most of the audience right now wouldn't, but is saying, weren't they inspired by Frankie Avalon and... Hey Venus, goddess if you will, please send a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants to, my kisses and my arms, a girl with the charms of... No, it wasn't,
no,
man.
Not that. But Venus is in the morning sky if you're up between 5 and 6. Really bright, like a diamond shining in the eastern sky. That's Venus.
Sucker was the name of the song, and the Oxford Dictionary says, sucker is a person who is easily deceived, which may explain why so much of what passes for life in paradise cost truly sucks. Because it seems that the big dumb-down, mainly through media, is working. Unfortunately, the more things suck, the more suckers there seems to be. And when said suckers are also assholes, then we really do have cause to be concerned about the future. What future? No future for you.
Join Gavin Walker, 9 to midnight tonight, for The Jazz Show, right here at CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Broadcasting.
Pre-Halloween.
Live. Pre-Halloween.
Don't be scared.
Weird stories.
Mommy.
And murders, too.
No, Mommy. Mommy, turn it off.
The hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights.
Oh, Mommy.
Turn them out.
Mommy, turn it on to CITR. I can't stand it.
Go to sleep, dear.
No.
It's bedtime.
No.
so flagrant. They could make him a vagrant. The girl was sure. The devil's in sweet 16. The widow's good looking, but she gets me. He's burning like Augustine.
That's not a rat. That's an iguana.
Ooh, scaly.
That's Joni from her latest CD. And if you live in the seashelled area and you see a lady sitting down by the beach by herself, chain smoking, and you ask her to butt it out, don't do that.
Yeah, she'll butt it on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she's a confirmed smoker, and does what she will, and but you will find her if you head up to Seashell. I know a lot of people have had Joni sightings. Ooh. And they all seem to be with cigarettes. anyway, Night of the Iguana was that track there, and you asked earlier on about the things that I wouldn't call it child abuse at all. What it was, man, was more like my father.
The legendary Johann Bruno Schenk, Captain Midnight. Apparently, he treated you kind of weirdly when you were growing up.
Yeah,
is that right, Nimmy?
Yeah. Dad used to lock me up in my room.
What?
In my preteen years,
yeah.
to teach me to appreciate the music that he said really mattered back in the 80s. Sometimes used to say that the 80s were not about all the shite that they spew on Jerk FM. And forbade me to you know, like the Thompson Twins, and how many times can you... Anyway, and what's that song they keep playing, I Melt With You, yeah. Constantly? Like that's, it's new wave, man. He said, no listening to the radio, Nimrod. So I got enticed and trapped in a... he didn't want me to get enticed and trapped in a despicable Duran Duran abyss. So never will I forget that afternoon back in the day, somewhere in the 80s, who knows, I was just a baby man, but he strapped on a pair of big Sennheisers on my little head, locked my door, withheld dinner until I listened and absorbed the following. And I did.
Mother,
Joy Division, Closer, Isolation, and then he let me out of my room, and I could have my din-dins, and I said, Dad, I want more. I want more.
Yeah, I'd like more, too. That was too short.
It was too short. Go see the movie Control if you haven't seen it during the film festival, shot by Anton Corbijn, his debut film, and it's shot in kind of a monochrome black and white. It's beautiful. It is extremely well acted. If you are a Joy Division fan, or even a New Order fan for that matter, you will not be disappointed. It is one of the best films in the recent Vancouver International Film Festival. Certainly in my top 10, along with Scott Walker's documentary, also Julian Schnabel's Diving Bell and the Butterfly, London to Brighton, The Counterfeiters, The Union, The Business of Getting High, Edge of Heaven, Lust, Caution, Beaufort, Sons. Not a light comedy in the bunch, which is unfortunately what your average movie-going public out there wants, and the thrills. Hence, all the important films out there now, reviews good or not aside, are bombing. Things We Lost in the Fire, Garden of Ella, Brad's Billy the Kid epic. By the way, music on that by Warren Ellis and Nick Cave. Rendition, We Own the Night, Michael Clayton, Elizabeth II. These are important movies that are not giving good box office. Consequently, Hollywood is concerned. Most big studio execs are back on their full dose of their meds, but do see Control. Sam Wiley as Ian Curtis is being touted, excuse me again, as a possible Oscar contender. A riveting debut, a great rock and roll film, and I know you're a big New Order fan.
Yes,
totally. You will be very impressed by the actors who portray the younger New Order, and particularly Sam Wiley as the late Ian Curtis. The film will figure prominently at Oscar time, though it starts on Friday here. The one that is really going to be, I think, I'll make a prediction right here. The Oscar winner will be one of two films. It'll either be, and I'm not sure because I haven't seen it, Ridley Scott's new film with Russell Crowe and Denzel Washington called American Gangster. But the other one that I think will maybe take it will be No Country for Old Men. It's not about you, John. It's the Coen brothers back in top form, right up there with Fargo, Blood Simple, Barton Fink. The stuff they do best, dark, funny, violent. With Javier Bardem as this year's real bad dude, evil incarnate. Wait till you see it. And yes, it's true, the biopic of Kurt Cobain is about to be made. You knew it was going to happen. Universal is behind it, co-produced by Courtney Love. Casting has every agent calling, no confirmation on who will play Kurt, but names bantered include Nick Lachey, Brad Pitt, Zac Efron, Ryan Phillippe, and Kate Blanchett. Hey, if she can do Dylan in the new Todd Haynes, which is due here sometime, hopefully before the new year, and get raves, well, why not? And now, the Russian Futurists. Who is the Russian Futurist? Call right now and win tickets from CITR.
604-822-2487.
Tomorrow night. Pit Pub. We have a winner.
We have a winner.
After much prompting.
Yes, much prompting.
Yes,
here.
Yes, of course. And, of course, the name of the Russian futurist himself. Are we getting a feedback thing here?
I don't know. You've got it twisted around there.
Oh, I've got the mic twisted. Oh, God.
Twisted.
I know.
Nimrod mic.
I know, just like that. No, it's Matthew Adam Hart. You knew that.
Yes.
But you didn't call. But somebody did call.
That's right. Mark Bignall called.
Mark Bignall called.
Yes, from Co-op Radio, actually.
From Co-op Radio?
Yeah, well, they can't afford the many records there, so the only way you can get records is to call CITR and win on contests.
Yeah, but we're not giving away a CD.
Oh, we're not. We're not, actually.
These are tickets.
These are tickets to see the Russian futurists.
Even better. They'll probably be on sale. Actually, this is a very fine compilation. Futurists have had a couple CDs out, but what they've done is they've taken arguably the best of their material and put them on one smashing good pop CD called Me, Myself, and Rye. And the Russian Futurists will be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow night at the Pit Pub.
And be there, be square, you know. It should be okay. Yes. Should be all right. Kara Sue is coming up very soon with You Know Who. It's about 21 minutes, should you have to know the time. They never give time on radio much anymore. Have you noticed that? Like listening to commercial radio? You do or I do, but you know, when you're in the South. Oh, my God, what was that?
Oh, the big corporations. It's your headphones, maybe you turned it up. The big corporations are running everything now, so they don't want people to know what the time is, you know. Dumb them down. So.
Not even knowing the time. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just spend.
You're going to be late.
You're going to be late.
No tailgating. Driving. So much insanity in the highways out there. I can't believe it. You know, if people don't signal, they turn from the wrong lane into the next lane that's tailgating.
Vent. But you
don't drive.
Yeah, but you just wait till 2010.
Oh boy,
I love TransLink. Yeah. Listen,
story time.
We kind of blew it earlier on. It was just a one of those glitches in the Denon machine.
Sorry, kids.
And but the kids that have been waiting around, mom's called in, said, "Are you going to play the story now properly so we can tuck them in good night and have their little Halloween story?" Yes, we will. We'll go back to the story of the girl and the geese. Here it is in its entirety, just for the kids.
There was a girl who talked to geese. She understood them and they her. One day she looked into a crystal stream and saw in its bed a diamond. She picked it up and placed it in her hair. She did so. As she did so, she turned into a geese. It was then revealed that the other geese she magically had understood were once human like her.
Here comes that shit again. I got a Halloween hit. Head full of tricks and treats. It leads me through the nighttime streets. Like cats and fallen trees. Under ladders always walking. Salt shaker spills, just throw it over your shoulder, babe. Shops and punks and dry. Head full of tricks and treats. Places where junk is made. And it leads me through the streets at night. That's alright. I just watch, I don't go inside. It's all the same old shit again. I got a Halloween head. I got a Halloween head. Guitar solo.
comes that shit again. I got a Halloween head, head full of tricks and treats. It leads me through the nighttime streets downtown, downtown, downtown. I got a
There goes the train. Get on board.
Whoa. Wow.
It's Ryan Adams. Not Brian Adams. Ryan Adams.
Halloween Head.
Now, Brian Adams canceled his concert in the West Bank of Jericho. He will do one in Tel Aviv, but not... I guess what happened is, you know, I mean, there could be problems. It's a big, major event, but I think they probably... promoters got to finally hear cuts like a, cuts like a knife.
Yep.
And decided, uh-uh. We'll try and get Ryan Adams rather than Brian Adams. There is a problem. You know, you have a lot of people now, young people, my young friends, are so glued to technology. We're going to go overtime a little bit.
Got on late anyway.
Yeah,
so,
my young friends are so glued to technology, iPods, the internet, cell phones, that TELUS reports an alarming number of young and the plugged in having difficulty accessing and using the old public TELUS phones. That is, those that are still around and in service. It happens. You forget or misplace your cell phone. Then what? And you find yourself in a very difficult situation. Like, what do you do? You dial here? You turn the thing? Why don't we call the operator and just try and get... You can call an operator that will help you through. Call 411. Let's get information here, and let's see what we can get here. Just try 411.
I don't know if we can dial out here.
We can't dial out?
Well, I don't know. The phones are kind of weird here. Let me just...
Are they? Okay, well, forget it. Forget it.
I don't know.
You can't do it, but should you get the automated operator, they will go out of their way to help. They're busy. The operator is busy, but means well. They'll get to you. Just hang on.
What track?
Just hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Your call's very important to us. Please hold. Hold.
I'm getting mixed signals. At first she said,
your call is very important to us.
And then she said,
he told.
Then she said,
your call is very important to us.
And then she said,
he told.
At first she said,
your call is very important to us.
And then she said,
he told.
Green light,
your call is very important to us.
Red light,
green light, red light.
Sir, I'm going to have to put you back on hold.
Well, we have been for 5 minutes.
We have, yes. We've
and,
been
but whew. It's just to know that you're that important to them and that they will get to you. You know, like, isn't that the case with most corporate situations right now when you call and you're put on hold for a long time? Alex from Karasu is here.
Hello.
Do they celebrate Halloween in Japan? Do they do anything like, I mean, you know, I...
They do, but they don't know why they celebrate Halloween.
They don't know why?
They have candy and they'll be like, why am I getting candy?
Why am I getting candy? what would they want?
I don't know.
What would you want if somebody said, "Okay, Alex, we're gonna dress you up and take you down to Shibuya and have you trick or treat"? What would you want? What would you want?
Well, I'll probably have some sushi or something.
Yeah, well, that would be a lot better. So
different candies would be nice too.
I don't know. People give kids candies. Why can't they give them sushi or something? You know,
sushi,
it
just takes a while to make. You know.
Well, I know it's a little bit. Anyway, the transition is on from our show to his show. Our show being Radio, Long John Tanner. Say goodnight. You got some parting comments?
Well, we didn't have the final pre-Halloween goodbye, so we could finish off with that and get right into Alex's show.
Oh, absolutely.
And we didn't get a chance to talk about Teresa Brewer, but we'll do that on the next show because she's not with us anymore.
Well, she's a main staple here at CITR anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so 2 weeks' time. We're back in November.
We're back in November.
Back in November, can you believe it?
Up these steps to the iron-studded oaken door which yawns wide on lusted hinges, bidding us enter. Music. Do you hear it? Wait. It is well to stop.